Welcome to another worldwide Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we turn to the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 10 for our practice this morning with verses 5 through 15. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received. Without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or a walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." In Matthew 10, verses 5 through 15, Jesus sends out his disciples with specific instructions and a clear mission. He commands them to only go to the lost sheep of Israel, proclaiming that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This passage illustrates not just the immediacy of Jesus' ministry, but also the urgency and importance of sharing the gospel. The disciples are tasked with healing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing lepers, and casting out demons, a powerful testament to the transformative nature of the kingdom. In doing so, they receive not only authority, but also a profound responsibility. They are to carry the message freely, echoing the grace they have received from the Lord. This commissioning is not merely a historical account. It serves as a reminder that we too are called to spread the good news. Just as the disciples were empowered and sent out, we, as believers today, are invited to participate in the mission of Christ. Jesus emphasizes the need for urgency and the importance of sharing the gospel message with those who need it most. The kingdom of heaven is not a distant reality. It is present and active in our lives and in our communities. Our role as modern disciples is to announce this truth, embodying the love and compassion of Christ as we connect with others. As we reflect on these verses, let us not take lightly our commission. Each of us is entrusted with the message of hope and redemption. May we boldly declare that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, inviting others to experience the transformative power of Jesus Christ. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayer for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece, Brittany, continue. We conclude radiation treatment in our good friend John. We're praying for his continued health and well-being. And we pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Matthew 10. It's verses 5 through 15. That's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Without Cost You Have Received." Without cost you are to give. Amen. In quiet streets he stirs their hearts. The master sends his chosen few. Go forth, proclaim what love imparts. The kingdom's near, the skies are blue. With healing hands and words of grace, the they walk the path where shadows dwell, to the lost and weary a warm embrace, to share the truth, the hope to tell. Cure the sick, the blind restore, raise up the dead, let freedom reign. With open hearts they'll seek the more, for lost ones yearn, they feel the pain. No silver coins, no gold to bear, in faith they journey, trust their guide. For freely given they too shall share, is what it should say. The love of Christ their hearts abide. Oh, let us heed this call today. With joyful hearts, let's share the light. The kingdom's near by our guide and way. Proclaiming love, we spread his might. Amen. I am Thomas Shocruz Wiggins. It's July 9th, 2025. Actually, it's July 10th, 2025. And I'm recording this morning at 5:17 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today, at 5:17 in Jesus' sweet name, at 7:11, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. Remember, the Lord instructs us, without cost you have received the gospel, and without cost you are to share the gospel. Amen. Get out there and share the gospel and call on the name of Jesus. Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.